Okay. Welcome to the closing ceremony, if we can say so.
Yeah, this is the closing ceremony of the 26th Chaos Communication Congress. And
this is not the last thing that's going to happen, right? So after this, we will have a laser show. So you have something to look forward to.
And we will have the takedown of the whole Congress, which is basically the main event. And we all expect you to help. So before leaving this room, we expect you to help putting all the chairs together, cleaning up, and then look for work otherwise. The faster we are out here, the more party we have afterwards all together.
Yes.
So this event has been the Congress with the biggest number of participants ever. We have here and in the virtual domain in the Dragons Everywhere spaces more than 9,000 people watching and being here. So this is the biggest thing that we ever had. So despite some technical problems in the beginning, the Dragons Everywhere worked out pretty well. So we had more than 30 places worldwide where people were watching the streams, sitting together, hacking, doing stuff. So that was really great. And we will extend on that, of course, next year.
Yeah, and that's 30, and that's only the ones we know of.
Yeah, that's only the ones we know of. Yeah. So we don't know about all these underground Dragons Everywhere.
And that's especially hard if you want to know how many people are watching you, because some of the streams are being restreamed in other formats or optimized for whatever iPhone or so.
Yep.
Yeah, so it's hard to count. But
so 9,000 is approximately what we can see and guess from what we can see, actually. The first videos from the FEM, which did the video streaming here, are already online. Get a big applause for them.
Yeah.
So this was incredibly fast, and there are, of course, the decentral stream rip videos already around. So if you want to go home, watch videos, they will be available, and that's a very, very good thing.
So questions. How many people went home last year thinking, I'll see them all over the next month? Okay, not bad. How many did watch them all? How many of you did at least watch one in January or February?
Okay, so
we know why we are doing this. Yeah, excellent.
Yeah. Actually, we are also seeing over time that a lot of the videos are getting significant download rates, so that this is really worthwhile doing. So and, thanks again for that. In terms of media, we have, I think, broken a new record. We had more than 100 media people here that were reporting from Congress. Some of them were even lazy reporting from home, from the streams. So we had a number of media pieces where we know for sure that the people were not here, but they were reporting as if they were here because they were watching the streams. That was really cool. So we liked it. So we had more than 150 news pieces counting so far, and a lot of international press because of the GSM hack. So we got extremely well covered here, and that was made us glad. Other topics that were important were the logic hack, basically the access control RFID stuff that got broken, and the broken of the cryptography of the electronic Personalausweis in Germany, the ID card. So that got us significant coverage. The base of all that was, of course, that we had a working network, which the NOC crew and the network crew provided, and they have their own special resource.
Hello. Can everybody hear me? Yes. Okay. I'm Alex. I'm the guy at the NOC who was the slowest, and I didn't duck quickly enough when somebody asked who's doing the NOC presentation this year. For those of you who don't know, the NOC is a group of people who, at the beginning of the Congress, got locked into that room up there and are only let out by the time this presentation happens. And this presentation is where we get to bitch and complain about all the problems we had setting up the network for you. So let's dive right in. We had quite a few broken fibers this time. Those of you who come more, who've been here before know that we try to build a 10 gigabit backbone here all the time, but the in-house fibers are multimode, and 10 gigabits and multimodes doesn't always go together very well. So the first problem we found was that we couldn't get this to work very well, because normally we have maybe 5 or 6 empty pairs between upstairs and downstairs, and we can try to find a few that work, but this time the BCC had expanded their own network, so we only had a single pair available, and that didn't work. So that wasn't very good. We had a broken uplink fiber, which is also bad. Without an uplink fiber, the packets stay inside the BCC. And we turned out to have an internal patch fiber which was just broken enough to break the network, but not broken enough to cause actually any link flaps or anything like that. So that took a while to find as well. So the in-house fiber. Some say. Now, I tried this joke 2 years ago, and it didn't work very well then, so I won't do it now. But all we know is that he looked over his shoulder, saw there was no one looking, cut off the fiber, re-spliced it to the connector, and then it worked. I won't say who he is. So that left the uplink fiber. Now, I don't know who fixed that, but thank you, Nameless Versatile Guy, for being here on Christmas morning and fixing that fiber. So, we're getting tired of this. So, I heard a rumor that somebody talked to somebody who talked to somebody else who talked to somebody else who said, well, okay, so apparently for next year we are going to have all new single mode fibers in this building, which will make the whole knock operation very boring, probably. Now, a little bit about the network. This is our core switch. It's a Force 10 E600. We had another big Force 10 switch. You can guess which one was down in the hack center, probably. So now, we always like it when Force 10 sponsors the switches, because when by the time we finish unpacking the big flight cases and taking all the switches and line cards out, usually on the bottom, we find a Force 10 engineer. Mark, thank you for being here, for being our mobile reference manual. Now, there was a bit more, of course. This is our DHCP server. And we did a lot of patching, of course. And this is the Juniper for the uplink. And here you see an example of our high-tech documentation system. So, some numbers. We counted over 7,500 unique MAC addresses on the network. We had about 2,600 online at the same time. Now, most of that turned out to be on the wireless LAN, which is a first, and I think I've used the wireless quite a bit, and it worked reasonably well, so that's quite an accomplishment. Because if you come to the Congress more often, you know that this wireless stuff just doesn't really scale to this size. Now, for the first time, we had full 802.11n coverage as well, and that produced over a gigabit of peak traffic coming from the wireless. So, Attila and Maxim, you did a good job there. Now, somewhere in this is probably an interesting anthropology paper about the sleeping habits of hackers. So if there's any anthropologists out there, you can come talk to us after the presentation. So down on the A level, we do some server hosting. Now, it's in this small room in the back. And already on day zero, the temperature there was pushing 40 degrees. So they decided to expand it out into the hack center itself. And then some guy showed up that really scared us. They said, hi, can we plug in on our NAS? And that thing, you know, was a little big, and it really scared us when they said, can you help us carry it up the stairs? Fortunately, they found some space in the basement. Now, this thing, I think it had 24 terabytes of disk space. It had 2 10-gig uplinks. It consumed 5 kilowatts of power. And it pushed 123 terabytes of data into the Congress LAN. So if there's anyone here who doesn't have enough porn now, then I don't know. Now, this is a graph of the traffic coming from that thing. And this is the rest of the server housing downstairs. Now you know why you didn't see any sign saying use more bandwidth, because you listened. Now, seeing all that stuff being rolled in, we thought, okay, this 10-gig backbone, maybe that's not enough. Let's make it a trunk. Let's make it 20 gigs. And it's good, too, because we went just over 10 gigs. 10.9 gigs on the internal backbone. So. Now this is the outgoing traffic. The different colors is the different BGP peerings we had. I want some applause for Blackwing and Alf for doing all the load balancing, because they did that really well, as you can see. Now, for the first time, we also have some numbers about where all these packets were going. As you can see, I think that's German Telekom at the top. So that's the people that were watching the porn from the big... Anyway. Now, we didn't see as many weird things in the network as other years, but we did see this. Now, I don't know if anyone's seen Dan Kaminsky, but... that might have been him. Of course, this cannot be done without a lot of sponsors who sponsor the hardware, the fibers, the bandwidth, the everything. So I want some applause for all these people. Without them, there would not be a network here. Now, this is the rest of the network team. I hope I did not forget anyone. It's too many people to talk about individually here before I get kicked off the stage. But there's a few people I want to pick out. The NOC help desk to begin with. Thank you guys for being there so we can actually work on the switches. There was Hotshot, who configured every single switch you find on the tables here, which is a lot of work. And Elisa, who some of you might have noticed is not here. That is because, it's a small miracle that the internet in Europe actually works during the Congress, because basically the entire Amsterdam Internet Exchange team wants to be here. Unfortunately, this year management decided somebody had to stay at home and watch the switches. So Elisa came here before the Congress, helped build everything up, and then left on the first day of the Congress to mind the switches at home. So we want some, you know, that was very good. Now, some final words. And there's a bunch of people who are going to be here until very, very, very late today, cleaning everything up and taking the network down. And they're going to come down soon and collect all the switches from the tables. Be nice to these people. Don't yell at them because they unplug you in the middle of your download. You've had 4 days. You know, it should be finished now. And on that note, we're missing one of these. We're missing one of those switches. Now, I'm sure somebody's using it as a pillow somewhere. But we borrow and rent these switches, and we need to have them all back. Otherwise, we won't have any next year. So whoever's sleeping on it, please put it back where you found it. Thank you.
So this is quite a bit of a difference to the Eidelstädter Bürgerhaus where the Congress started, where we had how much? 64 kilobit?
Well, when we had internet. I mean, who still remembers the Eidelstädter Bürgerhaus in Hamburg? Oh, okay. That's not going to work. Ah, okay, maybe it is. So how many of you remember a Congress without internet? Right. Okay. So yeah, those were the times. Sorry?
Zepung thinks he wants a Congress.
Yeah, there were the times when the NOC was really one guy, and when he was asleep there was no network or something. So, and we'll talk about the future, I think, in a little bit, or right now.
We're having one more thing. In the Eidelstädter Bürgerhaus, we had this old telephone switch with hand-operated cranks and everything. And this year, we had something new, which is in our own GSM network. And Harald, who has been mainly running the network, also wants to say a few words on this, if that microphone works. Otherwise,
Yeah, but that's a nice comparison. I mean, back then we had our own internal communication system, and now
we have it again.
Well, we have the POC in between, so that's okay.
So I don't have any nice slides, because even despite the fact that we collected lots of statistics, we don't really have tools to generate nice graphs yet. I hope you can excuse that. Just a couple of figures. We had a license for operating five transceivers in this building from the German Regulatory Authority. Actually deployed, we only did four of them. Unfortunately, only around 270 phones participated in this GSM network. This is very different compared to the Hacking at Random, where we had 870 people using the network.
Yeah, so we ask you to be more daring the next time.
Yeah, so next year, please bring more phones.
Talk more.
On the first day, we had a little bit of a problem still. Some bugs had to be solved in the code. The remaining days, the network is running quite stable. We had lots of voice calls and SMSs being put through. The interoperation with the POC, the DECT network, and the wire telephones in this building was working brilliantly, much thanks to Andreas Eversberg for his work on that. And that's fine.
Another communication system that is basically so given that we have barely noticed it and would only notice if it's not there is the DECT telephone system and the IP telephone system that the POC, the event phone people, provided, and we want a big round of applause for them as well. They actually made even an interconnect between the POC network, basically the DECT network, and the GSM network possible, so that we could phone between these two networks, which so far is also something that not a lot of people have done. The usual things, we had the Hacker Ethics Hotline this year as well, where you can basically call when you have an ethics problem. Basically, you found something and you don't know what to do with it now, if you should really press that button. Unfortunately, all the cases that we had on the ethics hotline this year were too sensitive to talk about them now on stage. So we probably will provide them the update on these later in the form of press releases at some point. Interestingly, there were also no really significant talks on the app use hotline, basically the phone number that is provided for people who feel that their network is inconvenienced by packets coming from this network. Interestingly, there were no real big things that are worth to talk about.
Yeah, which is good. So it means you are getting better at hiding.
So we are not commenting on certain wiki pages because they may be irrelevant. So another statistic for another group that is extremely important for this this Congress is the CERT, the Chaos Emergency Response Team. They were really astonished this year that there was only 1/3 of the normal level of incidents. So normally there are about 120 people that need some help, medical assistance, whatever, at the Congress during 4 days. This year it was only 40, and which is quite a low level. And there was only one ambulance needed, whereas normally it's between 2 and 3. Nonetheless, we couldn't do without the CERT, so big applause for the CERT.
We are still working on the theory why people were showing up more healthy this year than the last years.
Yeah, so that, yes, probably everybody already had the swine flu, so it was.
Yeah.
The Congress is a lot about socializing, meeting, but also about the lectures. So we had this year, we had 90 lectures taking place, and I think 20 or 30 workshops in that region. So it was quite a lot of content provided. Just to give a reference, there were quite a number of people whose talks got rejected because we have only space here for in the region of 90 talks. And we got 263 submissions for talks. We could only take every third talk from the that got in. So, but a big applause for our speakers because the content here was really outstanding this year.
So what's important? What we have been reminding you, I believe, all the time, so we do it again, is please use the feedback system. Let us know which of the people were good, which of the people were not so good. Yeah. Of course, we know that there is always some amount of lectures which are not as appreciated than others. So, I think the point here is always balancing lectures from people we know with people we don't know at all. Yeah, because I think from our perspective, it is very important that we give people chances for doing a speech in front of such a crowd, which is very hard because you might meet somebody who knows more about the subject than you do. So, yeah, and so on. So there will be always, talks where you could say ramp up the quality assurance or something. Yeah, but we won't because how are we otherwise able to find out who is going to be good if they don't have already a long history of being good? And then how do you get into the club? Yeah.
So, but please use the feedback system.
Yeah. And next time, dare to put your own talk in. It's a hard time always for the people for going through all these papers, but it's time well spent.
Yeah, so the feedback system is the one thing that really helps us making the overall content of the Congress much better, because we see who are really good speakers, who have the connection to the audience, so please use the system. We had a number of funny incidents here at the Congress. My favorite was the so-called Munich barbecue incident. Apparently some people from Munich decided to have a barbecue outside, which is nice weather and everything, so we know that that's what you do. You break out the barbecue, and if you're really into barbecuing, then nothing will stop you, of course, not even a snowstorm. So unfortunately, then they brought in the barbecue after they were finished, and put them into some pocket, and it started a little bit to smoke, which happens. But fortunately, Honkhase was there to the rescue.
Yeah, I heard he spit it out. Maybe it also just stopped smoking out of sheer being scared. So the rumors are contradicting on that one.
So we have a lot of meetings here of groups that are normally not meeting or just having their group meetings here at the Congress because everybody's here anyway. So that is usual and normal. The one thing that we didn't have so far was a 4chan real-life meeting here at the Congress. For those who know what 4chan is. For those of that who don't know, don't care. Well.
A bunch of people addressing themselves as "Hi, Bernd."
Yeah.
Anyways.
So we had as a new thing at the Congress a hardware hacking room down at the Hack Center, which went really well. We had MakerBots there. We had people doing soldering stuff. And I think it was really worthwhile. Lots of people were there, learned stuff, built stuff, tried out things, got their MakerBots to work. So that was really, really good. And thanks to all the people who have been running the hardware hacking room. Of course, a little bit of statistics are always needed here, otherwise the press releases can't be written. So we had 11,000 bottles of Club Mate consumed here. Of course, we don't know how many were consumed in the Dragons Everywhere site, so probably we broke the 15,000, we don't know. One thing that the next time we meet, basically, in these numbers, the SIGINT is taking place in Cologne from 22nd to 24th of May. And the people who are organizing the SIGINT are mostly the CCC in Cologne, with the help of the rest of the CCC, of course. And it's going to be a big event this time. So there will be a lot of workshops. There will be basically as many talks as here, around 90, compressed into 3 days. It will be quite a bit of a program there. They have 3,000 square meters of space, so it's really big, so you can all fit in there. And as a bonus, the hard hack separate thing is also happening in the basement there, so please note down the date, 22nd to 24th of May in Cologne. We should all meet there. One thing we think that the SIGINT is needed is because the Congress is getting more and more crowded, so that we are basically at the limits of what this building can take. So, and we have been there for a few years, and we're trying to kind of find ways to do that. It's not really easy. So this year, we unfortunately had to turn people away. So because at the first day, the tickets were being sold out way too fast, and we need to find ways to cope with that. So, and we're discussing this, of course, what to do, what we can do to solve the situation. One of the things that we want to ask you here, what I want to ask your opinion about is, would it be acceptable for you, please raise your hand if so, that you put all tickets into a pre-sale, an organized pre-sale over a 3-month period, would it be acceptable to you?
So no tickets sold here on site, only tickets sold pre-sale, so you have to actually know in advance that you're going to come.
Okay, and who would be really opposed against the idea?
Okay, still some.
Okay, yeah. Still some. Yeah. Okay, so we cannot make announcement at this point what we're going to do, but we need to do something. So that's obvious. We cannot continue as we have been doing so far. Something needs to be changed. We are not yet sure what it will be. So we try something.
I mean, doing the streams and getting people to meet in other places and then watch the streams is, of course, something that works. I mean, I've actually spent one day in Berlin, but without being here, but with being here virtually in a kitchen all time. So that was good. But it's not the same, of course.
Yeah. So one thing that we need to tell you that Lost and Found has still some stuff. So if you missed something, then you should basically go there.
If you lost something, it's maybe not gone. It's still here. Talk to Lost and Found.
Okay. The whole thing here...
No, the switch is not there. We looked.
Yeah. No.
Good point.
At least not yet. So we hope it will go there. So if you have the switch, if you find the switch under your seat, please bring it to Lost and Found or directly to the knob. Huh? I think at the info tresen down there. Okay. Okay. So Lost and Found is downstairs at the info tresen. So drop the stuff that you find here also during TechCon here. So the whole thing here, the Congress would not be possible at all without the really good cooperation that we get from the place here, the Berlin Congress Center. The people have been really, really helpful, especially also the audio and video crew, so we could not simply imagine how to make this event possible without their help. So a big round of applause for them.
Next round, of course, goes to the angels. It's a whole universe of itself by now. Yeah, very well organized with different clans or whatever. So, yeah. It's amazing how from far away, how good organized it looks. Yeah, so I don't know about inside. Yeah,
but just amazing how well this works. For those who don't know, the whole Congress is basically a volunteer event, so no one gets paid here. So everybody who's doing work here is doing the work because he likes to do so. And the backbone of this whole thing are the angels that are doing everything here. So from carrying stuff, sitting down there at the entrance, even in hard times there, taking care of the speakers, which is also sometimes a stressing job. Taking care, Brazil, of everything that needs to be done. A big round of applause for the angels, please.
Next time we make them stand up so that everybody else knows who to buy a beer, I think.
Yeah, if you see an angel, buy him a beer or her. That would be a good idea. Or Marte.
Marte
is better. We need to take the place down, so not a beer or Marte, please.
Not beer.
Okay. Also, a lot of people who are not here at Angels but helped before the Congress transporting stuff, getting sponsors organized. So it's all a very, very much volunteer event, and we really like that style of working with people together. The whole thing, of course, needs organization, and basically the project coordination is a really stressful job that takes months and months and months of your life. And I would like to ask Zipfunk and Julia, who did the main job here, for that on stage, and get their round of applause too, please. Okay, they are shy. That's good. Okay, so that's basically the end of it. We see you all at SIGINT. You're not jumping up now because there's a laser show for you.
Yeah, and we hope to see you there. We hope to see you there, of course. Yeah. Right? Okay. We wollten eigentlich, wenn es so lobby, wenn es so schön ist. Aber hey, whatever.